course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor. Oh, that's their birthday. You know, I was thinking back on some things. You know, back when I was growing up and I was raised in the Sonia Quarters, Louisiana, around in the early 60s, stuff like that. Back in the day when somebody told you or somebody said somebody else was going to a sanctified church, there was an image that went up that people were wild and they were crazy. Wild and crazy. Now, don't act like you've been saved all your life. You know how y'all used to do when people say they sanctified. Yeah, for real. Well, you know, we're wild and crazy now. And you see, sanctification, what it really is, I want to talk to you about what it is and what it isn't. Sanctification is simply the process of becoming more like God. Believers become more like him in holiness out of gratitude for what he's done. Now, the Greek word sanctified means to set apart for a special use. And Paul urged the new believers in Thessalonica to live that kind of life, outlining that it was God's will for them to walk with Jesus and pleasing to God. And that's what pleases God. Faith and living the way God wants you to do pleases him. Paul expressed that holy living is kind of practical, and rejecting the instruction of God is going to bring some consequences. And we've all known about consequences of disobeying God. Again, don't act like you're so holy. All right? Serious. But anyway, you know, when somebody puts their faith in Christ, he or she has been sanctified or made holy through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ once and for all. Sin is completely wiped away. Death is defeated. And eternal life is yours. Now, this is good. Now, at the same time, the believer enters a lifelong process of becoming purified and becoming more like God through the power of the Holy Spirit. And Paul talks about this, declaring that God would sanctify you in talking to the Thessalonians through and through and keep them blameless until the coming of our Lord. You and I are made blameless, too, through the sacrifice that Jesus made. Isn't that wonderful? It's great. Let me just thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. We're holding on to that. Thank you for your work, Jesus. The things that you're doing in our lives and the things that you put in our heart, continue to sanctify us until the day when we join you in paradise. Amen? Amen. Hey, listen, that's it and that's all for the Wade Hampton Show. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive and keep the peace.
AYT, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT FM.
I didn't mean for that to go off like that. But anyway, keep the peace and above all, stay unstoppable. If you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. If we are planning to see you tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carla and David Christmas. Enjoy the rest of your broadcast day right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM, the station for every generation. We'll see you tonight in Marksville, Louisiana at 6 p.m.
need y'all to come on and clap those hands all over this place. If you're standing on his promises, do you believe what he said? Do you believe his promises? Here we go, choir, say his promise.
His promise.
The Wade Hampton Show.
The blackness. The blackness.
Numb my heart so much more.
gonna go.
Best of the new, the best variety in music.
Man, that's great variety of music.
Different music,
tons of music.
It's awesome.
Online anytime, 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
New music now.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the